Okay, we're on Daf Chaf Dalin tonight. Okay, so we're on Chaf Dalin Amud Aleph. I'll begin around 8 lines from the top. Okay, by Rabbi Avin. Okay, but you have it. Okay, so by Rabbi Avin, Truman Adeshin Bekama. So Rabbi Avin is posing the question, Truman Adesh, we know, is the Kohen before dawn every day. He goes up and he takes a portion of the ashes from the Mizbeah and he places it near on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. How much ash does he have to take? That's what Rabbi Avin is taking. So asking, by Rabbi Avin, Truman Adesh Bekama, we Truman Ma'isir Yalfin Allah, or we Truman Midian Yalfin Allah. Now, it says by the Trumas Dashin, the Pasuk says, the Harimi Menu, right? It says, the Harimi Adeshin. It says, he'll lift up the Deshin, he'll separate the Deshin. So if we look in the Chumash, where else it uses like a similar term, so by the Trumas Maiser, it says, Baharimo Temi Menu. It's, you know, Trumas Maiser is the lady gets 10% of the crops. Then he has to take 10% from the 10%. So it's 10%. So you take 10% of what's there. On the other hand, Trumas Midian, by Trumas Midian, it says Varimota Meches. You'll separate like a portion for Hashem, one from 500. So is it 10%? Is it 1/500? So the Gemara says, he says Tashma the Tani Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara brings proof that Rabbi Chiya taught. Following Braisa, Nemar Kan Behavim, it says by Trumas Deshen Behavim, right? It says Behavim and Adeshen, Nemar Lahalan Behavim. And it says Behavim, a few seconds later, if you have the Chumash, I was on page 568, now on page 570, it says on Pasuchet, Behavim and Abikum So. If a person's bringing a mincha, a meal offering, to the Kohen, it'll stick his hand in the meal, in the flour. And you know, separate like the fistful of the flour. It says Venemar Mahalan baby. Malahalan becomes so just like over there, it's a comments. A comments is like really, you know, with three finger fulls. He says Afkan becomes so. So here too with the comments. Now we say comments, let's look at Rashi with this. Tashma in the Rashi. He says the Meharamat comments Yalfina law, Loyf Homi Omen Maloha comments. He shouldn't have less than the amount of a comet, then Ratzelah was CQC. But if he wants to bring more than that, he could. The Lechon Lemaymar Dafka Kamar, we can't say it means exactly a comet. The Loaf Shrub showed the Remet Yechalim Road for Yodav Lechmo. He can't stick his hand in hot, burning, you know, embers, you know, and say exactly a comet. But it means he'll take about a comet, but he can err on the side of more rather than less. Okay, now let me just do a little piece with this and then we'll move on. So here's Chaf Dalet. Yeah. So he goes through the Gemara. He quotes here the Gemara on Mem Zion writes on Pasuk Bekumso that the coin must perform the kmitz with his bare hands, not with a vessel. Even the vessel was shaped to hold exactly comets of flour. So by the mincha, the coin he can't substitute a keli for his fingers. He says the Ritva comments that despite the Gzeirah Shava comparing Truman Adesh and Kmitza, it was obvious to the Gemara that the Kohen need not scoop out ash from among the glowing coals with his bare hands. Therefore, this aspect of the law of Kmitza is not applied to Truman Sedeshin. Okay, now Rashi points out that since the Kohen cannot take the burning ash with his bare hands, it is impossible for him to scoop an exact comet as is required for Mincha. It was obvious to the Gemara that the law of Truman Sedeshin is compared to Kmitza only insofar as the minimum required shear, but not with regard to the maximum shear. Even though the Kohen may not take more than a comet of flour from the mincha, with regard to a session, he may take more than a comet. Okay, Adkan uses the Rashi and the Ritva. Now, the Rashash points out that it is possible to produce vessels measured to specification, according to each comet's fist, which hold exactly a comet full of ash, just as the Gemara contemplates regarding mincha. It was the Gemara said, by mincha, we could have a keli that size, but we can't do it. It has to be his actual fingers. But here, it's not going to be the fingers, but we could get exactly a comet. Consequently, questions why the coin is not required to use such a pre-measured vessel to prove an exact comet of ashes. The Chonin Day explains why the Psul of Komets of Heter of Komets Hayater. He says why the Psul of Komets Hayater, an oversized Komets, applies only to Mincha, not to Trumas Hadeshen. He postulates that an oversized Komets invalidates a Mincha offering, not because it is invalid after Mitzah, because there's a Halach which states the entire Mincha, including the portion that will be eaten by the Kohanim, must remain intact until after the Haftaras HaKomets. In other words, all the Shirayim have to remain intact until the Komets is burned. Burning of the Komets. The problem with an oversized Komets is that the surplus flour protruding from the Kohen's fist is not the Komets, rather it is classified as part of the Shirayim. Therefore, if a Kohen scoops out an oversized Komets and burns it on the Mizbeach, the Mincha is pasul because he thereby destroys part of the Shirayim before the entire Komets is burned. What? Yeah, we said it, that is Magri, yeah. In the case of Trumas Hadeshen, however, even the mitzvah requires removal of an exact Komets of ash, does not concern us that the Komets removes more than that amount, even if the extra ash is not classified as Trumas Hadeshen, because removal of extra ash does not invalidate the avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. So he's saying, by the Mincha, I have a floor and a ceiling. It can't be less than a Komets, it can't be more than a Komets, because if it's more than a Komets, the way this Chonin Day is explaining it, so I'm going to pass the whole Mincha, because the whole mincha has to remain until the Komets is burnt. Now the won't take place. But with Trumas Hadeshen, I don't have that concern. So it could be more than it. And that's what he's saying. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay. So we're on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Around 20 lines down. Okay. Now we're up to midway down the column. Okay. So near the small gimel. So Amarav, or Bab Odod, Zarchayav Alein Mita. So Rav says there are four Avodot, four services in the Beis HaMikdash that a non-Kohen would be Chayav Mita, Bidei Shemayim, if he performed them. Zrika, if he does Zrika, which is like the, you know, the sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. But Haktara is either burning the Evarim and Ptarim, or burning the Ktoret, or burning the Mincha. It says Venisa Chamayim, pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, the water libation, Benisa Chayayin, and pouring the wine. So only those four avodot, meaning there are many avodot in the Beis HaMikdash, but the only four that a non-Kohen would be Chayav Mita, the Shemayim, are those four, according to Rav. The Levi Amar, Af Truman Adeshen. Levi says, if a non-Kohen did Truman Adeshen, he'd also be Chayav. And here I thought, and there's a Rabbi Packer, he confirmed it as well. Remember, yeah, in yesterday's daf, we learned that according to one Tana, I think it was Rabbi Dosa, right? He said that by the Hotzad Adeshen, so we could have a Kohen who's a Balmum do it, and it doesn't even need four Begadim. And then Reish Lakish said, just like the Din is for Hotzad Adeshen, the same thing would be by Trumas Adeshen. So that would not work out well with this. This clearly is it has to be an avoda that requires a Kohen and the big day kahuna. Okay, let's see a little further more. So he says, similarly Levi taught in his brisa. So the Gemara has a number of places. Levi had his own set of brises. So he in his brisa he taught Aftruman Adeshan, that indeed a Zar is Chayav Mita Aftruman Adeshan. So my Tama de Rav, what's the reason for Rav who holds that only those four are the ones that do it? Now again, here you have your Kumish, so I think you could do as you choose, but I think it helps to have the pasuk in front of you with this. So this pasuk is in Parsha Korah. Let me get it. It's on page 832, if you wish to look in the Chumash. Okay, so and let's back on the Gemara. So my Talmud Rav, so we're trying to bring a pasuk that supports the idea that a non-Kohen is only Chayav Mita for these four avodos. The thieves, the Atahu Vanecha Yitzcha Tishmeru Et Tunasem. So it means Hashem is speaking to Aaron HaKohen. This is at the end of Korah. He's describing all the different Matnot Kahuna. And he says, you, Aaron, Uvanecha Yitzcha, and your sons with you. And we know that he had, just after Akrimot, he only had Elazar and Tamar left. He says, Tishmeru Et Kahunachem. You should guard your Kahuna, meaning make sure no non-Kohanim do any of the Avodot. L'chol Devar HaMizbeach, anything in the Blaise HaMizbeach, Umbeit LaParochek, or inside the curtain, which means in the Kodesh Kadashim, Bavatem, you'll serve. Avodat Matana, so the Pshuto Shel Mikra, I would say, means that your avoda is like a gift. Etena Kunachem, Bazar Krev Yumad. The czar who comes close, does one of these avodot, he's Chayav Mita. So now Rav is making brush. Rav is going to set forth the, you know, the qualities or the characters to be chayav mita. Avodat matana, avodat siluk. So avodat matana means a vote of application. In other words, not a vote that's a gift to you, but avodat matana that you're placing something on the mizbeach. So avodat matana, avodat siluk, not the avodat siluk. So taking away the Kruma Sedeshin would be a vote of Tzilot, so that definitely would not qualify. And then the other qualification is Bavatem, you'll serve. So we're on Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph, around 24a, 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, Bavatem, he says, Avodat Tama, Avodat Sheshachara Avodat. It has to be a concluding Avoda. And what's a concluding Avoda? Isn't so simple, but it has to be a concluding Avoda, but not an Avoda that has another Avoda afterwards. I mean, simply, let's say the first four avodot are shchita, kabbal stam, halakha stam, zrika stam. So zrika is an avodah tama. Zrika is the end of the line with that. Okay, so basically, Rav says there are two qualifications to be chayav mita if you're a zar. It has to be an avodat matana. It has to be an application, not avodat siluk, and it has to be avodah tama, including avodah. And then the Levi says he qualifies one of those characteristics. For Levi, Rabbi Rahman the fall of the Bar HaMizbeach. So Levi says, as far as Avodat Matana, so we'll see in a few lines that Levi will say that's only true in the Kodesh Kedashim. But outside the Kodesh Kedashim, it could be an Avodat Tzilut. He says, because it says, L'chol Devar HaMizbeach, for anything that relates to the Mizbeach, so that's a ribui. The full Devar HaMizbeach, Levi says that includes even Avodat Siluk. So Levi holds Truma Sedeshen would qualify. That's the way it's coming out. But let me just do a few more lines and we'll pause. We'll take it in. Rav says, you're right. It does say L'chol Devar HaMizbeach. And L'chol Devar HaMizbeach is a ribui, but that's coming to include the Sheva Hazot B'Pnim. So we know there are chataot pnimiot, there are inner chataot, where the avodah is done in the kodesh, and we have a number of, you know, korbanot like that. You have the parhel and davar shel tzibur. You have the on Yom Kippur. You have the par and the seir. And anyway, so the chataot pnimiot. So there are seven chataot b'tim. So the kohen, he sprinkles blood seven times towards the parochet. So that's teaching me that Lu Yatsur, a non-Kohen, would do that, he would be Chayev, even though it doesn't relate to the Adam Mizbeach. It doesn't relate to any Mizbeach. It's just the Dam is going there. But he would be Chayev, that's what Rav says, for Shev Mitzorah, by the Mitzorah as well. And it's about look at whether the Kohen stands in the Heichal, or he stands outside the Heichal, but he sprinkles oil and he sprinkles blood towards the Parochet. Okay, so that's what Rav says before the Bar Mizbeach is teaching me. The Levi agrees with Rav's holding about those two items, but nafkalei mi davar before the Bar. Levi says, look, the Torah could have said Devar HaMizbeach, and I would have known from Devar HaMizbeach that that's still a ribui. In other words, the whole clause is superfluous. So I would have known from Devar HaMizbeach that the Truma Sedeshin, but before the Bar Mizbeach, I'm going to learn about the Hazaot by the Mitzorah and the Tatot Pimiot. The Rav, Devar before Devar, though Darish. Rav, he doesn't Darish in that. He holds the Torah doesn't, you know, that's not two drashas there. There's one drasha. All right, now let me do another five lines, I think. All right, let me pause for a second. I feel guilty. Okay. So let me pause. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? So, yeah. So Levi, remember, Levi says that Truma Sedeshin Zar is Chayav Truma Sedeshin. So Levi said because it's L'chol Devar HaMizbeach. So that teaches me not just the Matana, but even Siluk. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav learns L'chol Devar HaMizbeach, but he learns other things. He says you're Chayav for, you know, the blood with the chataot pnimiot, and you're chayav for the mitzvah, the sprinklings for that. So Levi also learns that way. So where does Levi learn it from? So Levi learns the phrase "Bechol Devar HaMizbeach." Levi says, "Look, the whole phrase is superfluous." So one part of the phrase is "Devar HaMizbeach." From there, he learns the Trumas Hadesh, and "Lechol Devar HaMizbeach." He learns the other limud as well. Rav says, "No, I can't split it up." All right. Okay, so I'm gonna move on. Okay, everybody good? Okay, let me see. So we're on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph 24a, a few lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, now Ba'ema Lechol Devar HaMizbeach Klal Avodat Matanah Prat. Now, why don't you say, if you look again, you look at, I think it helps look at the pasuk, but you do as you see fit. So if you look at the pasuk, it says this is in pasuk Zion. It says Lechol Devar HaMizbeach. It says, and then it says, Avodat Matana. So why don't we say, Ba'ema, this is a question against Levi. Ba'ema l'chol devar mizbeach klal. Why don't I say, Kol devar mizbeach, that's a klal. In other words, it's a generalization. Anything relates to mizbeach. Avodat Matana prat. Avodat Matana. So that's where Levi learned Kol devar mizbeach, that even Trumas Hadesh was included. Ostensibly, that's where he learned it from. But why don't I say that's a klal? Avodat Matanah means an avodah involving an application to mizbeach as a prat. Klal prat, named the klal amash prat. So then, if the rule is the hermeneutic principles. If I have a generalization and then a specification, so then it's totally limited to the specification. So even within Levi's, rationale, isn't he, in Gahak Tzoris, because it should be limited to the prat. Avodat Matanah in avodat sila klal. So the Levi's history. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, third page on the top line, on Chafdal and Rebbe's 24b, the top line, Amar Kra, Levi the Parochet, Bavadatem. So if you look at this Pasuk, in between those two terms, in other words, even assuming that the Kval and a Prat, so the Pasuk has the Kval, which is the whole Dvar HaMizbeach, and then, but in between that and the Prat, we said is Avodah Matanah, but in between those two terms, it says the parochet bavatem. It has other words in between. So the Gemara says, "It says the parochet bavatem." El mibeit la parochet who da avodah matana v'lo avodah tzilut. So that's going to qualify it. That's going to teach me that in Achinami we have, in other words, when this limitation of avodat matana. Levi agrees it's a limitation. It's only an avodah of matana, not of tzilut. But when does that apply? That's when we bait the parochet. In other words, it's not taking everything from the bath. We bait the parochet. If it's inside the Kodesh Kanashim, then it has to be in a voda of matana, not a voda of siluk. So in the Kodesh Kanashim, the Kohen on Yom Kippur, he removes the machta and he removes the kaf. He's got a kaf. Machta had the coals in it, and the kaf had the korah. He's going to remove those items afterwards. So that, if a czar, Liatura's czar would do that, so the czar would not be chayav mita for that. And you'd have to say the czar was like a shogeg, he didn't realize what he was doing, where he was, but he would not be chayav for that. So he says, so b'chutz, then even a vodat tzilut. So in other words, so we're not going to say that the term avodat matana is going to qualify everything. It's going to qualify he says ulmi beit la parochet. In other words, that in other words, that's the avodat matana. Avodat matana is going to deal with ulmi beit la parochet. So the Gemara says he hachi b'avatem nami ulmi beit la parochet u'avodatam v'lo avodah shishachar avodah habachutz apilu avodah shishachar avodah. So the Gemara says, look, we had two limudim. One limud was that it has to be avodat matana, an avodah of application. And that you said, that's only the parochet. So avotam, there we learn from avotam, like avotam is like an acronym for avodatama, like a concluding avodah. So avotam, that should also be limited to limibet la parochet. So it was everything should be limited to limibet la parochet. That's what you're telling me. So let's see again. When it's Tishmeru Kunatem, the full Devar on the Mizbeach, the Beit Parochet Bavadatem, Avodat Matana Kinezunatem. Yeah, right. So once I have the Beit Parochet, so I said Avodat Matana is qualifying the Beit Parochet, Bavadatem should also be that way. So the Gemara says, Bavadatem Hadar Arbe Kro. So the Gemara says above Bavatem teaches me that it goes on the earlier phrase. It goes on both phrases. In other words, Bavatem means that it has to be an avodah tama. It has to be a concluding avodah. So that qualifies the kol tavarim's death and let me make the parokha because the above that goes on both. But avodat matana doesn't have a above. That avodat matana that only goes on mibet la parokha. So Levi is in the clear from that. Okay, he says. Okay, so let me pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, David, if you want, we have a Gemara for you if you like. You have one or not? Oh, but it, right behind you, if you like, there's a Gemara right over there on the shelf. Can you show him where you'll sit? Oh, you got it? Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So, all right. If you like, you can come up, whatever you're worth. You can come forward, David, if you want. Okay. So I'm going to go forward, okay? All right. Now, we're on line 6 on Chavdal and Abbez. Okay, 24B, line 6. By Rava, I would not see look behechal mahu. Now, Rava asked like this. Now, this is asking within the Shita of Levi. Now, remember, let's just review. We said Levi holds that a czar is chayav for avodah tziluk in the, you know, in the outside. In other words, like in the azara. In other words, by the mizbeach, you're chayav for it. Levi concedes that in the Kodesh Kadashim, that's only avodah matana. It has to be an application. Can't be removing. What about in the Kodesh? What does Levi hold there? So the Gemara says, "So by Rava, avodat tziluk behechal mahu, lifting means amin alei." We compare the heichal. The heichal is where the mizbach ketoret is, where menorah, the shulchan is. So do we compare it to lifnim, which is the kodesh kedashim? In which case, it has to be in avodat matana. He says, "Oh, lechutz medamin alei." Or do we compare it to outside in the azara? Wait, somebody's got to mute themselves. 1 second. All right, everybody should be muted. Okay. All right. So he says, "Oh, lechutz medamin alei," or do we say it's outside? So hadar pashta. So after Rava posed the question, he was able to determine the answer. Mibeit ula mibeit. In other words, mibeit la parochet teaches me that, according to Levi, that in the Kodesh Kadashim, it's avodat matana. Ula mibeit, that's a ribui. In other words, the Torah could say mibeit la parochet. It says ula mibeit la parochet. That teaches me even in the Kodesh, it has to be an avodat matana. Okay, so that we got covered. Okay, now elami ata zar shesider shulchan l'chayev. So the Gemara says, you know, taking into account everything that we said, and it's coming out. Let's say according to Rav. So Rav says, Rav said, I need an avoda matana, and I need an avoda tama. I need avoda tama. So the Gemara says, "Let me ask a czar should sidir the shulchan lechayev. If a czar, a non kohen, arranged the lechem upon him, he should be chayev mita bidei shemayim. So why is it that Rav didn't mention that? Again, Rav only mentioned 4 avodot that a czar is chayev for, right? Rav said he's chayev for zrika, which is sprinkling the blood, hatara, which is burning things on the mizbeach, either the avarim or the darim or the mincha or the ketoret. The Torah would be on the inner mizbeach. Benisa kamayim, benisa chayayim. So now he's asking, what will Rav do with these other actions? Let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela me'at zar shesir shulchan l'chayiv. If he arranges the breads on the shulchan, he should be chayiv. He should be chayiv for doing avoda, wrongfully in the base of mikdash. He should be chayiv mita. So the Gemara says, no, ika sidur bazichin. So again, it has to be an avoda tama. It has to be concluding avoda in that series. So if I arrange the bread on the shulchan, is that the end of the line with that avoda? So after the bread is arranged, there's sidur bazichin. So on the shulchan are these two like ladles or whatever you want to call them, and they have lavona in them. They have to be placed as well. So since that avoda also needs to be done, he can't be chayav mita b'dei shemayim for arranging the breads. Cedar, but it doesn't mean that he's allowed to do it, but he can't be chayav mita b'dei shemayim. Cedar bazichim lechayav. So that's the case. If he arranges the bazichim, which are those ladles, but the lavona should be chayav. So the Gemara says, ikas siluk b'haktara. that's still not the end of the line, because a week later, in other words, the breads are placed out on Shabbos, but then a week later, the breads will be removed, and the bazichin will be removed, and then the bazichin will be burnt on the Mizbeah. So in Achinami, Rav learned that for Haktara, Zar is Chayiv. So Rav has it, because he only Chayiv for Haktara. So for Haktara, he'd be Chayiv. That's the end of the line with that one. So then the Gemara asks, any questions of what we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, we're stopping for a question. Yosef's got a question. I'll repeat it in a minute. What's up? So Levi would say that you're Chayiv, that you're even more Chayiv. Levi would say, whereas Levi holds, it doesn't have to be, Levi holds, it doesn't have to be Matana. It could even be Siluk, he holds. Right? That's what we take it back. What do we say for Levi? We said, Ulum Beit Oparote. Wait. Hold on. Give me one second. I'm going back. Right. So in the Kodesh and in the Kodesh Kadashim, there's no machlok between Rav and Levi. They both agree you have a bifurcation. There's two requirements, that it has to be avodah matana and it has to be avodah tama. So they're on the same page with both of them, with the, both of those areas. They're on the same page with both those areas. So unless it's both of those, unless they have both of those. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go further. So again, okay. Oh, do you have a question? No. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Zar shidir ha menorah l'chayim. If a Zar arranged the menorah, he should be chayim. So the menorah had these cups on it, and the cups were removed, cleaned out, and then placed back on the menorah. So Zar shidir menorah l'chayim. If a Zar, he put the cups back on the menorah, he should be chayim for doing a vote of wrongfully in the base of Mikdash chayim meet to be the shemayim. So the Gemara says, Ika netina tila. It's not the end of the line with that. Because even though the cup's been placed back, you still have to put the petilo, you still have to put the wick there. So Natan petilo chayiv. So he put the petilo there, he should be chayiv. Ika, and again, the question is, why is it that Rav doesn't mention that in his list of the avodot that a non-Kohen would be chayiv for? Neither Rav nor Levi mention it. So he says, Natan petilo chayiv. Ika natina shemen. He still have to add the oil. Natan shemen chayiv. So he adds the oil, he should be chayiv. Ika hadlaka. You still have to light the menorah. So hidlik l'chayiv. So if he lights the menorah, the non-Kohen lights the menorah, he should be chayiv. Halakha la avoda. The Gemara says halakha is not avoda. So what does it mean halakha is not avoda? So one shot is that the in other words, the act of halakha is like taking the flame for the wick, and you're doing like the act is not so significant. In other words, the flame goes up by itself. So the act is not significant enough to be called an avoda. The act is not significant enough to be called an avoda. In other words, the action, I'm just taking the flame, I bring it close to the wick, and then the fire takes over, that the amount of effort that's involved with that, and some want to say there's no mamasha, so it has to be like involved with a physical action. So that's not called an avoda. Not called an avoda, at least for this din, for his art to be five on it. Okay, and welcome Fern. I think Fern is here from Florida. It's a special credit, okay? Now, let's take a look. We're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, around 15 lines down, okay? 24b. He says, so the Gemara says below, you mean Hadlaka is not called an Avoda? But Hatani, we learn in the Braisa, that B'nai Aron HaKonim will apply fire to the Mizbeach, and then they'll arrange the wood on the fire. It teaches that hatzatat alita are these wood chips that the konim, in other words, they're trying to light up the maracha, they light up like one of the pyres. There are several pyres on the mizbeach. They're trying to light a pyre, and that even when they put the wood chips there, and now the fire takes over, that indeed. That it has to be with a kohen kasher and has to be kli shari. They have to wear in the big day kahuna. So the Gemara says hatzatat alita avodahi hadlaka lav avodahi. In other words, the hatzatat alita, that takes much more effort. In other words, to get these wood chips to burn is much more effort involved than just taking like a flame to the wick. In other words, there's much more work that has to be done with that. That's considered an avoda, but hadlaka is not considered to be avoda. So the Gemara says elamiata. Zar Shasiver, let me just repeat a little bit for Fern and everybody again. So we were talking about which avodo a zar, if he does in the Beis HaMikdash, shall be chayav mita b'dei shemayim. So based on Pasuk and Parshas Korach, we learned, according to Rav, you have two requirements, that it has to be avodat matana, it has to be an application as opposed to removing something, and it has to be an avodat tava, including avodah. So the Gemara says, elamiyata, zar shesidir da marachal chayav. If a non-Kohen arranged the maracha, he arranged the wood on the Mizbeach, he should be chayav. So the Gemara says, ikas hidur shnei zireyetzim. But there's still the two wooden blocks that have to be arranged. So there's the regular wood and these two wooden blocks that have to be placed. He says, sidur shnei zireyetzim the chayav. So he does the two wooden blocks, he should be chayav. Ikas hidur av evarim. But then there's still the evarim, the limbs have to be placed on the Mizbeach. So the limbs, that Rav mentioned. So Rav had that. That's Haktara that we have. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravasi, but Ravasi said, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zar Shesidir Shnei Gezirei Eitzim Chayav. That according to Rav Yochanan, if a non-Kohen arranged the two blocks of wood on the Mizbeach, he's Chayav. So Baha Pligi. So there's a point of dispute. Mar Savar Avodah Tamahi means that Rav Yochanan holds that the Avodah concludes with. Again, it's very tricky. When is an avoda at a conclusion? So in the Hachinami, Rabbi Yochanan holds it concludes with Sidur Shnei Gezireyetzim. He holds that's the conclusion. So may the Zar is Chayav. Umar Savar, but Rav holds Lav Avoda Tama. Rav holds it's not an avoda Tama, so mainly you can't be Chayav for that. Right? Okay, let me pause. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so we're around 20 lines from the bottom on Chafdal and Amud Beis. So again, we learned the Machloket and Amud Aleph between Rav and Levi. So Rav held that you're only chayav for avodat matana, an avoda of application, and it has to be an avoda tama. And Levi agrees with avoda tama, but as far as the avoda of application, he says, no, you can be chayav even with some avoda siluk, like Truma Sedeshen. So there's a Machloket, whether it's Zar, does Truma Sedeshen, he will not be chayiv. According to Rav, the chayiv mita de shemayim, that is. According to Levi, would be chayiv mita de shemayim. According to Rav, not. And we said, though, Levi agrees that in the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, then he agrees on all fours with Rav that it has to be a vote of matana there. So the Gemara says, Tani kabati to Rav, Tani kabati to Levi. You learn a brice that supports Rav, and we support a brice that supports Levi. And again, Rav and Levi, they're living right, you know, at the transition point between Tanaim and Amorayim, right in that transition point. And you know, the Gemara says a number of places, Rav Tanu Hupali, and Levi was a contemporary of Rebbe, right? Like the Gemara mentions that Levi Afek Kida Kami Rebbe Be'itla. The Rebbe, Levi demonstrated Kida, like bowing down from the hips before Rebbe, and he became paralyzed. The Gemara says, Tanik Bati Rav, Tanik Bati Levi, Tanik Bati Rav. Now we learn a Bryce supports Rav. Rav again says, Truma Sedeshen, a non-Kohen is not Chayav Mita B'Shemayim. Avodot Shazar Chayav Aleihem Mita, the Braisa says, the Avodot, that a non-Kohen is Chayav Mita B'Shemayim, or Zrika Dam, Bein Lefnim, Bein Lefnay Lefnim. So Zrika Dam means on the outer Mizbeach. Bein Lefnim, if there's a Zrika in the Kodesh, then he's also Chayav for that. In other words, if he's Zrika on the inner Mizbeach, and Bein Lefnay Lefnim, the Zrika above the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, you know, before the arrow. So all anything was Zrika. So in Achinami, the Bryce says you're chayiv. And then that comports with the what Rav's statement on Amnal, Zrika's chayiv. Bahamaza b'chatara of, if a person, he's like sprinkles with a chatara of, in other words, the chatara of is waved and the blood comes out. Bahamaza b'matir ba'olara of, the person squeezes and causes the olara of to be burned. So the chatara of, nothing's burnt on his back, but the olara of it is. If a person does a water libation with three lugim of mayim, and he says u'shlosha lugim yayim, so that's really the same thing as what we learned on the Amud Aleph, right? He says, and if you look in the second last Tosfos, he says zrika dam bein lefnim bein lefnim five lefnim amaz bechatara of kichar chashiv lahu. So Tosfos is saying that Rav considers all three of those like one. In other words, zrika it involves blood. You know, so that's one. He says, Umachtir Balada Oph, Hare Trey, and then Machtir Balada Oph is two, and Rav mentioned the Hatara, and Isachayayin, Bamayim, Hare Arba. So this Brysa is on all fours of Rav, but the point is, the Brysa doesn't say anything about Truma Sedeshen, So Rav is on all on that's on all fours with what Rav said. Now, Tani Kvatit Levi. Now we learn a brisa that supports what Levi says. And remember, Levi says for Trumas Adeshin, you are a chayav. He says Avodot Shazar Chayav Aleihem Mita. The Avodot that a non kohen is chayav Mita Beishamayim Hameirim and Adeshin. So bingo, right, you know, right in front of us. If you do Trumas Adeshin, this brisa says Azar is chayav Mita Beishamayim. The Sheva Hazot Shebifnim and the seven sprinklings in Bifnim. If you have the Chataot Nimiot, the you would have that. He says the Sheva Mitzora and by the Mitzora. So there's Kohen and there's a Machloket whether the Kohen's in the Heikal or outside the Heikal. He sprinkles seven times, and I think he also has oil that he sprinkles seven times. Bahamale Agavi Habizbeach Bein Davar Kasher Bein Davar Pasul. If a person offers something on Mizbeach, was davar kasher or davar pasul, so it means that certain things, and Rashi brings it down, he says on the third white line, there are certain things that the Mishnah says, we have this Masechet Tevachim, and it's coming up again in Masechet Tevachim, certain things that the Gemara learns shouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach, but if they went on the Mizbeach, they don't come down. So if non-Kohen, you know, puts it on that on the Mizbeach, so Melech he's chayav. Anyway, the point is, the way the Bryce supported each feature. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Very quiet group tonight. All right, let's see further. Now we're around six lines above where it gets wide on Kafdalan days. And then after the daf today, I want to ask people some questions, so don't sign off yet. Okay. So now the Bach is the words here. Yusham. So we had mentioned earlier in the Gemara that in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said we did on today's Wednesday, right? So we did this Mishnah on Monday. The Mishnah said that there were four payasot, there were four lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash each day. So lama mefisin, why do we do a lottery? So the Gemara says, lama mefisin, k'dam, what do you mean, why do we do a lottery? We just went through this in the Gemara. We said that there was an incident where somebody, you know, knocked somebody else off and broke his leg or whatever. So Ella, why do we go back and then another lottery? So if we look at Rashi, the Rashi on the fourth white line, we're gathering everybody together to do a pious, then they separate, they do whatever they have to do. Then we gather them again, and then we do a pious, then they separate. Then another one. So why do we do that four times? So we'll work out all four, you know, payasot in one shot. In other words, one will separate, do it. We'll do it here and now. We'll figure it out. Why are we gathering again and again and again? So the Gemara says, Amar Yochan, back in the Gemara, four lines before it gets wide. Amar Yochan and Kedar Gish Kol Hazara. We want to create a commotion in the Azara. Shneimar, the Pasuk and Tehillim, Asher Yachdav Namtik Sod, the Beit Elokim Nalalech Baragash. Together, Namtik Sod, I know we'll deal sweetly with a secret, I think is what they said in the English, but the Beit Elokim Nalalech Baragash, we'll go, the Beit Elokim Baragash, like with emotion, with commotion. And so when people have to get together again, like creates this whole commotion. Now, let me just do a little piece here from the Doc Digest. He's got a piece. Yeah. So he says, at first glance, it's difficult to understand how this process of conducting many lotteries promotes honor for Hashem. Upon consideration, one can detect two concepts. There's a mitzvah to honor Hashem, as the Pasuk instructs, to honor Hashem from your wealth. It seems kabed Hashem ihonka. The mitzvah to honor Hashem is two dimensions. The first is when a person interrupts his activities to show honor to Hashem. For example, when a person interrupts his activities to accompany an Aron Kodesh, demonstrates that honoring Hashem is more valuable than any other activity. In other words, I break off what I'm doing, he says, and he says, with the Aron Kodesh, whatever. So he says, a second dimension of honoring Hashem takes place when a large crowd gathers for the purpose of honoring Hashem. In light of this explanation, we can appreciate the honor discussed in our Gemara. The purpose of conducting many lotteries was to have numerous people interrupt their activities, the purpose of showing honor to Hashem, thus touching upon the two dimensions in honor Hashem mentioned above. So it means whatever I'm doing, I stop what I'm doing, and now I participate in this pious. That's one part of the kavod. And the second thing is is when a large crowd gathers. He says, and I'm doing that as well, he says, a similar mitzvah is the obligation to accompany the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh or to the Bima, lest there is a concern that people will push one another in the process. So now, unfortunately, we have this COVID, so we've been kind of avoiding this, but like there's a mitzvah, like the whole, you know, group of people will come and accompany it. That's a big mitzvah. All right. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did? Hopefully not. With the stand. Yeah. But that's only because only one person could do it. In other words, like when you're going with the Sefer Torah, so everybody gets to, you know, nobody needs to stab anybody for that. All right. What? Say again, what? No. In other words, we'll see later on the Gemara. The Gemara is everything gets a portion. They're not giving everybody. You know, you're not getting the jackpot winning a million different things. You get one assignment and then that's it. We got a lot. Well, I mean, we got a lot of people in the Beit Av. You know, people want to have things to do. Okay, so let's take a look further as far as I can see. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara. And what sticks in my mind, the Gemara says this is more extreme. The Gemara says when it comes to offering Ketoret, the Gemara learns that you only got one shot at in your life. Yeah, right. Well, it says Torah, you become wealthy, right? But the thing is, we're watching who gets what. Okay, now let's get back in the Gemara. So, two lines of a break gets wide. Bamemethisin. So, Bamemethisin means with how were they dressed when they did the pious? How were the Kohen dressed? Now, I thought it should be, I saw in the article they said Bamem with the Segol, and the Mesitza also said Bamem with the Segol. I thought it should be Bama Bamethisin. In other words, like, because I thought that fits in better with how are they dressed. So, he says, so Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Gechol, Rav Shishan Amar, Rav Gechodesh. Nachman says they wore like their civilian clothes, and Rav Sheshet says they were wearing the big dekuna. So Nachman Amar b'dechol, Rav Nachman says they had to be wearing the weekday garments. Yom b'dekodesh. If you just say that all the kohenim would dress up in big dekodesh, ikab balizro the chamsi ba'avi. In other words, we're afraid that somebody was going to lose the lottery, and he says, you know what? I'm going ahead and I'm doing it anyway. You know, we're all dressed. I don't care. I'm going ahead and doing it. So, but if he's got to go through this dress, then it wouldn't quite work out that way. He says, Rav Sheshet Amar B'dei Kodesh. Rav Sheshet says that they were B'dei Kodesh, B'dei Kunin, B'yam B'dei Chol, Ayav Chivute Mikru B'Avdi. So he says, like, a person wins the lottery, like, he's so excited, he may come to do the Avoda B'dei Chol. So everybody's got to get dressed ahead of time. All right, so that's the Machloket, and now we'll elaborate on it some more. So I'm Rav Nachman, Min Aminala. So again, Rav Nachman is the one who holds that it's the B'dei Chol, that they're wearing like the weekday garments. So how do I know that they wear the weekday garments? He says, D'tnan, because we learned this Mishnah Masechta Tamid, his Sarun L'Chazanim is talking about after the lottery, they gave them over to the Chazanim, to the like administrators or Shamash in the Bayumav Shitin Otana B'deihen. So the way Rav Nachman takes it, that they were wearing civilian clothes, and these shamashim would then like see to it that they disrobe from those clothes, and only leave them with mechtesayim. We'll have to clarify what's going on with this. He says on the top line of Chaf Hamed Aleph, my love, Otan Shazachim Lepais. Is it not that the mission is talking about the people who won the lottery? So we think that the mission is talking about the winners of the lottery, and we think that shamashim are like. We're supervising them while they take off the clothes. Now they're going to wear the big day kuhuna. And so that seems to support Rav Nachman. So I'm Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. I'm Rav Sheshet. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says in Rav Sheshet. Now, Rav Sheshet is the bar plug, basically. The Kodesh. Lo, Bo'otan Shalo Zachu the pious. No, that's not talking. In other words, in Akinami, they did have to wear a big day Kodesh. And it's talking about the people who did not win the lottery and they're disrobing from the big day Kodesh. So Hakinami Mistabra, the Gemara says it's logical the way Rav Sheshet is saying. He says the Istakadai Botan Shazaku the pious. If you assume that the mission is talking about the people who won the lottery and that they were wearing civilian clothes, Lo Yumanichim Alayin Elmetasayim Bavad, how could it be? And we think the ostensible shot where Rav Nachman has that the Kohanim are wearing civilian clothes and they win the lottery. They go to the Shamashem. And so they take off all their clothes except for their pants, and then they wear the big day kahuna, and then they take off the pants and put on the mechnasayim for the big kahuna. That's the way we think the Mishnah would work, according to Rav Nachman. So, Bahatanya, we learn in the Braisa, we had this already. How do you know with the big day kahuna, the first big day kahuna that must go on a coin are the pants? It says, Tamil Lomor, Mithnasevan, you of the Saro. The Mithnasevan should be on his Basaro, so that's the first thing on his flesh. That's the way I understand it. So, we think that Rav Nachman's Pshad is going by the wayside. That's what we think. So, the Gemara of Ida, so Rav Nachman would say, Hello, Kasha. That's not a Kasha against me. He says, Hati Katani. This is the way that I interpret the Mishnah. He says, Ansha O'Donnell, the big day fall, Mabishinotom Mithnase Kodesh. Meaning, before the Mishnah begins, you have to assume that they already put the Mithnasayim on. In other words, they put the Mithnasayim on, that's the big day kahuna. And then, the Mishnah picks up that they would disrobe from the other civilian clothes, and then just leave the pants on. In other words, so they're wearing completely civilian clothes, and then they give them over to the shamashim, and then they put on the mitzvahsayim from the big day kahuna. Then the shamashim watches, they take off the other clothes, and then they put the other big day kahuna on. So that's the way Rav Nachman will interpret the Mishnah, but Rav Sheshit held otherwise. All right. Let me just see what we have. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. So now, let me just, wait, don't leave anybody. Everybody's still staying. Just end the recording, and then we'll talk. One second. I'm in the recording.